Oh, no, 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 no,
it's
no, no,
okay.
No. Adam, come on.
Stupid.
No, we're going to get back. We'll dry
He's
you off.
Very dumb.
Stupid.
Let's go to the bathroom.
Oh.
As part of CITR's 2014 Fun Drive, we are hosting a karaoke night in the Gallery Lounge of UBC's Sub. The event will take place on Wednesday, the 26th, the day before Fun Drive Week kicks off. Come by for some tasty, confidence-inducing beverages, and sing, for better or worse, your favorite karaoke jams. Admittance is free, with songs being sung by donation. All donations will contribute to Fun Drive and helping support the station you love. Again, that's Wednesday evening on February 26th in the Gallery Lounge.
Prince Johnny, you're kind, but you're not simple. By now, I think I know the difference. You wanna be a son, someone. Remember the time we went and snorted that piece of the
Oh,
Good afternoon, everybody. You are listening to the Student Special Hour on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Eleanor, and I am your student host for the day. I am joined in today's show with a very special guest from the UBC Players Club. I will be interviewing her in a few minutes here. But first, I'll let you know the track that we just listened to. It was by St. Vincent off of her self-titled album that came out yesterday. That song was called Prince Johnny. The album is fantastic. I highly recommend that you go purchase it and listen to it and then tell all your friends to do the same thing. The next track that we're going to listen to before I get to my interview is by a band called Each Other. They're based out of Montreal. I think I played them on the show a few weeks ago. This song is called Your Ceiling Is My Floor, and it's off of their upcoming album out March 4th called Being Elastic. So enjoy. All right, and we're back. That track was by the band Each Other. They are embarking on a Canadian-US tour. I think they may have already left. Unfortunately, they don't have any dates in Vancouver, but I'm sure that they're probably playing something nearby. So, don't know why they didn't plan for a Vancouver date, but it's okay. So I'm joined in the studio now by Vice President of Promotions, Chelsea. Yes. Thanks for being in today.
It's really nice to be here and have me.
Excited. So Chelsea is a member of the UBC Players Club, and I actually had a few members of the club on a few weeks ago to talk about auditions for something very exciting that you guys have opening tomorrow night. Do you want to tell our listeners a little bit more about that?
Yes, we have an incredibly exciting student festival coming up. It's called Festival Dionysia, named after the god Dionysus, so all about excitement and student innovation and creativity. It's basically a short play festival, so we have 6 short plays. Four of them are student written, and the other ones are from UBC grads, so it's all very local based and very fresh and new, and we'll be doing them all together in one fabulous night of theater.
Nice. And that's opening tomorrow night.
It's opening tomorrow night, and it's running until Sunday.
Cool, cool. And where are the plays happening?
It's happening in a building called the Dorothy Somerset Studios. Mm-hmm. If people don't know where that is, it's like a little green building. It's kind of right across from the swing space and kind of like right down the road from Irving. So if you go from the sub, you'll just walk straight down the road and it's right there.
Right, so you go past the brand new shiny fancy fountain, correct?
For sure,
and then
yes.
You keep going and you turn left when you get to, is that East Mall?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, just give yourself a lot of time. I've been going to UBC for 3 years. I still get lost on campus.
Oh, yeah.
People ask me for directions, and I think I leave them more confused than they were in the beginning. So it's always good. So for people who haven't been to a lot of shows, or I guess in terms of this festival, like how, when you say that they're short plays, like how do they kind of vary between the shows, or like how long are they?
So it varies between the shows, but we have one play that's only 10 minutes and then other plays that are half an hour.
Okay.
The idea is to give people a lot of variety. So
yeah.
Maybe you're really into drama and serious stories and maybe you just want a lighthearted laugh.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be able to get a little bit of both. So like one play will start and then a play completely unrelated, completely different story will immerse you.
Nice.
So it's that excitement of never knowing what's going to be on the stage and what you're going to see next.
Keeping people on their toes.
Yeah, so you can go with a group of friends and everyone will enjoy one show or a couple shows.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Have their thing. Yeah.
Something for everybody. You guys doing an intermission between them? Or?
Yes.
Cool.
We do a 15-minute intermission.
Nice, nice. And so how can people get tickets and all of that good stuff for the different nights of the festival?
So we have a Facebook page, and on our Facebook page there's a link to something called Good Nights where you can buy tickets online. You just type in UBC Players Club online, and it'll come up with the website, and the event will be right underneath that. You can also get tickets at the door. Tickets, if you're a Players Club member, are $5, and if you're not a Players Club member, they're just $10. So they're really cheap, less than the movies, so it's an exciting night.
Yeah.
We also have today and tomorrow in the sub downstairs, we have free ticket contest going on, which is very exciting. So we have a question that you'll find out when you go to the booth for both days, and you're able to answer that question, write your email down, put it in a draw, and then on Wednesday night we'll draw one lucky winner and they will get 2 tickets for the show.
Nice.
So that's kind of exciting. So definitely come visit us. We'll be here until 3:00 in the sub today and then 11 to 3 in the sub tomorrow.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah. So if you're in the sub, go check that out, win some free tickets. And you mentioned that it's $5 for membership to the UBC Players Club. And what other types of things do people get through becoming a member?
So becoming a member is actually a really great investment because tickets are half price for both shows. So if you go to both shows, it like basically writes off your membership money right there. We also do play readings. So every second Friday, we come together and we just casually read a play and eat snacks and just hang out and have a good time. We actually have a play reading this Friday where we're doing scenes from Shakespeare.
Nice.
And that's drop-in anytime in Irving between 3 and 6. So
cool.
Just come downstairs and check us out. We also have open mic nights for theater. We go to like a coffee shop off campus and we'll just like get people to perform, and people can perform the spur of the moment if they want to as well. So that's very cool. And we have that on March 14th. So there's a lot of stuff coming.
Oh, yeah. You guys have tons of stuff going on. That's awesome. I was going to say that the reading of the script sounds awesome. For anybody who has been in a play or maybe hasn't, it can be one of the like most fun parts of kind of, and it's a really good way to get to know people and kind of just learn more about a play. I definitely found that doing Shakespeare through reading the play out, like with different people, learned way more about it. It was a lot more interesting that way than it was when you're just like sitting there by yourself trying to through this dense language that's kind of different but kind of the same as English. It's weird.
For sure. And I'm the type of person who just likes to pick up a book and just read it to be dramatic.
Yeah.
And it's exciting to be able to do that in a room full of people, all of whom are doing that too and also getting really
dramatic.
Into the story.
Nice.
And you'll just have a really good time and just laugh and That's and we awesome. Do, like, breaks during in between where you can kind of get to know people that are there as well.
Cool.
And everyone just really is eager to get to know everyone.
Yeah.
And make a theater space on campus.
That's awesome. All right. So, yeah, Festival Dionysia. Did
yes.
I say that right?
Yes.
I'm finally saying it right. I think I've been saying it wrong this whole time. So that starts tomorrow night, Dorothy Somerset Theater. Does the first play start at 7, or are the doors at 7?
The first play starts at 7.
Starts at 7, so it's probably good to show up around 6:30.
Yes, you definitely want to show up early. And it is cash only at the door, so we have had problems with that before. So make sure you get your money. There's actually an ATM in the sub, but make sure you get that before you come
before
to the
Before you go to
you
the
You don't
theater.
Want to have to run back and then run back
in. Yeah. Not a good way to be all flustered and not a good way to start the night off. That's fantastic. Chelsea's going to stick around and actually talk about another group at UBC that she's involved with. But we're going to get to some more music right now. So, the band that I just played, Each Other, they're on a label called Lefse Records. And Lefse Records is putting out something for Record Store Day this year called The Space Project. And I think a few weeks ago when I had Jason from the Carl Sagan Association on the show, I played a song by Youth Lagoon called Worms. And it was off of The Space Project. And it's the project features songs that incorporate sounds taken from Voyager space probes. So not necessarily conventional like music sounds, but a bunch of different artists have kind of released these songs featuring these sounds. So the next track I'm going to play is by the band Spiritualized, who have named themselves the Mississippi Space Program. But this track is called Always Forgetting With You. And it's really fantastic, so enjoy.
Thank you.
And we are back. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Eleanor. This is the Student Special Hour. I'm joined in the station by Chelsea, who is a member of the UBC Players Club. We were just talking about their festival Dionysia, which opens tomorrow night at the Dorothy Somerset Theatres at UBC. Chelsea, you're also involved with another UBC club called the UBC Dollar Project. So, do you want to let our listeners know about what the Dollar Project does?
The UBC Dollar Project is a fantastic organization, student-run, student-directed. Its mission is basically collective action. The idea that if every person just does a little thing, like donate a dollar, or just does a little bit of time, then together, that's a fantastic change. So it's not about doing everything you can, it's about collecting with people to be able to make that awesome, well-rounded change together as a wonderful club and group of students.
Nice. So how big, how many members do you guys have in your club?
Our club is pretty big, actually, because we have a few events going on, and we have a pretty big exec team. And then we have our main event that's coming up, and that one has their own team. So,
oh, cool.
And then we have just general members as well that show up for our events and come to our annual general meetings and stuff like that. So it's pretty big.
Right. And your guys' is the largest event that the Dollar Project does is the briefing.
Yes.
Correct? And that's a conference happening this Friday?
Yes, this Friday at the Earth and Ocean Sciences Building in room 1012. It's a very exciting conference.
And what really happens wonderful. At the briefing?
So basically it's the UBC Dollar Project's seminal event. It kind of founded around this idea that we have four organizations that come and they present what they're about and what their mission statements are and ideas that they have about making action in the local community. They're all local grassroots organizations. They're not things like World Vision or big things. They're things that are very, very small and directed that a lot of people haven't heard about. And basically those four organizations are then put into a vote where each student that comes, they get one vote to choose their top organization, and then that top organization that wins the most votes, they are the ones who receive the monetary donation and then also support throughout the year by UBC Dollar Project.
Cool. That's a very diplomatic way of choosing people.
Yeah. It's all about the fact that students are passionate and they have different passions and different ways that they want to connect with the local community.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a way for them to do that in a really small way that will make a big difference.
Cool. How many years has the briefing been happening?
I think this is like fourth year.
Nice. Who did you guys support? Were you involved last year?
Yes.
Who did you guys end up choosing?
Last year's charity is actually the Ghana School Music Project, which we've been supporting throughout the year.
That's awesome.
And that was actually started by a UBC music professor, and he basically started a music school in his own community in Ghana that will teach students music education and be able to unite students with education through the power of music.
Wow. Yeah. That is fantastic. I'm not surprised that it won last year. You said you had some, you have some information about a few of the groups that will be presenting this Friday. So who are they?
So we have Aunt Leah's Place, which supports youth who age out of the foster care system because they often end up homeless or with addiction problems because they just don't have that many options or the support that other people have with from their families and from information about how to go to university and stuff like that. So they run a house for students to be able to come and just learn from each other and have the support of a mentor and be able to go into a very productive life where they get to achieve their own goals. So that's an amazing thing. It was like very grassroots, very local. It's all in the local Vancouver community. The other one is Beneath One Sky, which was actually started by a group of SFU and UBC students. And its mission is to raise education and money for the local homeless initiatives in the downtown east side. So one of the big things they're doing right now is doing backpack runs, where every so couple weeks on a weekend, they'll come out and they'll go around and into the downtown east side, and they'll connect with people on a personal level, and they'll give them necessary items and also information about places that they may be able to go to get further help. So that's another thing. And then we also have Beauty Night, which some people might have heard about. It's a fantastic organization and wonderful, wonderful president and everything. That its idea is to help homeless women in the downtown east side and women who are struggling in the downtown east side to feel good about themselves and to get a sense of confidence through beauty nights where they get and they get their hair curled and they get their makeup done and they do yoga and stuff like that to unite this sense of purpose and the sense that they're worthy and they feel good about themselves through that. And then the fourth thing we have is Books for Me Literacy Foundation, which helps local youth who are struggling in their literacy because of unequal access to resources to be able to get inspired and love reading for their whole lives. So the whole idea behind that is they set up these community libraries where one person gets to go in and they get to choose a book that they get to take home. So it's nice. Their book. And every time they go, they get to choose a new book. And children are really, really excited about that. And their eyes light up that they actually get to take this thing home with them and they'll be theirs.
Yeah. Wow. Oof, that sounds like it's going to be tough on Friday to choose between. And is that all of them? There's a few more.
There's wow. Four of them, yeah.
Yeah. So, and I mean, I suppose the organizations that don't get chosen, they still get a fair amount of exposure from being a participant in the briefing on Friday, right? Because I think you said, mentioned before, you have 200 attendees, or how many people will come?
We're aiming for like 100. It'd be fantastic for us to get 200 because the room will hold that capacity.
Nice.
But yeah, the main idea is not really who gets chosen as much as it is about coming together and being able to show what the local community is doing. Because I think a lot of times we pay a lot of attention to national organizations or international organizations that are doing fantastic work, but that everyone kind of knows about. And this is a way for us to talk to and unite with people and network with people that are doing fantastic things in our own community.
Totally, totally. Well, CITR is all about supporting local, not only musicians, but, you know, like the local UBC community, campus, clubs that are putting events on here, and, you know, like arts and cultural events within the city. So that's so fantastic. If people are looking to get involved with the Dollar Project and maybe help with the briefing next year, where should they go or where should they look to find that information?
The UBC Dollar Project has a Facebook page. They also have an email, so just type UBC Dollar Project in Facebook and you'll find their email. And they're always looking for people who are passionate and interested and want to get involved in their community.
Cool.
And want to make a change, so...
Yeah. Yeah, and the briefing on Friday is free, so free to attend.
It is, yeah, definitely. That's very exciting.
It's the number one thing students look for. Is it free? Okay, sounds good.
And you also get dinner, so you get
free food.
Free food
and...
Just fabulous. And performances. We have a few musicians coming.
And, oh, cool.
And slam poets who will be doing a little bit of a showcase in between.
That's
in between
fantastic.
Between the organizations presenting and the actual award ceremony.
Nice.
And we'll be getting catering in, so it'll be really awesome and exciting.
Everything that you could possibly want on a Friday night. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming in today, Chelsea. Chelsea's a perfect example of a great, great example of involvement on the UBC campus. We were just talking about how good it is to kind of find your niche here and find the things that you like to do, because it is such a big place. I think it can be overwhelming, but there's so many opportunities to kind of find where you fit in and find things that you like to do. So, yeah. Festival Dionysa, tomorrow night, Dorothy Somerset Theaters, the briefing on Friday night. If you're looking for more information, you can look up both of those organizations on Facebook. Any final words for our listeners?
Thank you for having me, and yes, for sure. Just these two events are amazing as well, but there's also a lot of other things going on campus. And I would really encourage everyone to get involved in something that they're passionate about.
Yeah.
And to unite with other students, because that's why we're all here.
Exactly, exactly. All right, well, we are going to get to some more music and talk about a few other things happening in Vancouver this weekend. So this is a song by The Oz, and it is called Sour Candy. That track was by a band called The Great Speckled Fritillary, and it's called Polar Star. Before that, it was a song by The Oz off of Future Without Her called Sour Candy. And both of these bands are playing on Friday night, I believe, at the SD Galleria, with Kubla Klan. And the event is called Bye Bye Winter, which is kind of ironic considering the fact that Vancouver got absolutely dumped on with snow the last few days. But it's sunny out today, and I'm hoping by the time I go back outside, the snow will be melted, because I have no patience for it after Christmas. But yeah, so Bye Bye Winter indeed. I really hope that that is a true statement. So that's happening this Friday. There's another show at the Electric Owl this Friday with the Dead Ghosts, Skinny Kids, and Zen Mystery Fog. So you should also go check that out if you're looking for something to do. So many things, so little time. I'm going to get to some more tracks of bands playing this weekend. The next one I'm going to play is by Broken Water, and this song is called Normal Never Happened. We'll be right back.
Having trouble finding affordable, fresh baked goods and coffee? Come down to Agora Cafe located in the McMillan Building at UBC. There's also space available to study.
Hi folks, it's DJ Abraham bringing you your morning jam. It's a beautiful. Every Monday from 6:30 a.m. to 8 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm here and in your ear, bringing you the modern version of a mixtape. Old school, but still cool. So let's start grooving, dancing, and smiling in the morning.
We're back. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, almost at the end of the student special hour here. My name is Eleanor, been your host for the day. The track that we just listened to was by the band Real Estate off of their forthcoming album Atlas, and that song was called Crime. The band has actually posted a YouTube video with the chords and a play-along video teaching you how to play the song if you want to. Pretty awesome. Before that, it was a song by the band Broken Water off of their album Normal Never Happened, and that song is also called Normal Never Happened. They are playing at the Rainbow Connection this weekend on Saturday night with Weed as well as Other Jesus, and I think that's it. So lots of good stuff happening this weekend. Also happening this week, tomorrow night, the Fun Drive kickoff. Fun Drive starts officially on Thursday at noon with Dunkin's Donuts and will go for one full week, ending, I believe, at 6 p.m. on Thursday the 6th. And the finale will be on Friday. So next Friday, March 7th at the Biltmore Cabaret, we're doing a rock lottery. And there's tons of local bands that have essentially all put their names in a hat and have been formed into these new groups. And will have, I think they have like a week and a half to come up with some new material for the finale. So it should be really fantastic. And all of the money raised at the finale goes towards CITR's Fun Drive goal. It's $10 at the door, I believe, or maybe $12. I'll double check that. You will hear so much more information about Fun Drive during next week's Fun Drive show. I'm going to be joined by other members of the student exec. We're going to have a little party in the station, so you should definitely tune in to that. Also stay tuned into your radio right now for the upcoming programming. Give them the boot. Italian folk music. It'll be a good show, I promise. If you're looking for something to do on campus tomorrow night, come out to the gallery at 8 p.m. for CITR's Fun Drive kickoff. It's going to be some karaoke. It's $2 a song. It's guaranteed good times. And, you know, you can come sing or you can come enjoy other people singing. It'll be fun. I'm going to leave you guys with a track by the band Widow's Peak off of their album Almanac, and this song is called The Dark Age. I hope you enjoy the rest of your week. Thanks for listening.